I know for myself, I never had the desire to do soap operas, you know.
I'm sure.
They're just, they feel so flighty and light and, you know, big freaking hair. You
know, shiny. Very manufactured, right? Yeah. And it feels like it's its own world. And, you know, look, there's a place for everything. And you have to know what you want as an artist. That was a great way to put it. You never felt the need to do that.
Yeah.
And I think you have to know yourself when you break into this business. I think so many people are kind of, either like kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and just trying to get lucky and break into the business somehow. You should, as an artist, kind of know the direction you want to take your career. I mean, you, the movies you have done really show that, you know, they follow your mindset, your belief system, trying to tell stories, trying to show this connections with another spiritual world. A lot of your films kind of follow that.
They do.
Mindset. So you
got kind of
made your own path in the business by following your dream as an artist, which is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's important, like even moving forward now that, you know, this whole concept of spirituality has become a little bit more mainstream.
Sure. Like, yeah.
You know, I feel even more free to dive a little bit more and get more into like the sci-fi elements of, you know, this thing that I've wanted to play around with for a long time. You know, the whole concept of the multiverse.
So, yeah.
And to me, that's like...
Incredible, right? Yeah.
That's where I want to go next.
Yeah, I mean, look at that.
I really want to read that. I didn't even know. I'm like, I'm so excited to read your book.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I try not to overpromote myself.
What's
you know, it's called America 2076, so it's like an alternate timeline of America and a few years in the future from now. So, yeah, we've been very fortunate with it. It was the number one dystopian bestseller, number one teen science fiction bestseller, number one military best. So, yeah. But it fluctuates, right? But it was a number one for about 3.5 weeks. So that's pretty good. So yeah, you know, very fortunate. It's kind of found a fan base. We have a great team right now that is doing the soundtrack for it as well. So, you know, once things get moving, we want to actually make it into a show. It originally was a show. So I was fortunate enough to have, you know, the first two seasons written already. I have 6 seasons bullet pointed out. So I was able to then translate that into a graphic novel. So that was good. So essentially, the first episode of the graphic novel is the backstory of the first episode of the TV show. So that's kind of, yeah, so that was a great kind of way to go about that kind of avenue. So I just kind of put it in a different medium.
So are you looking for money?
Everybody's looking for money, right?
I have something to learn.
Interesting. All right.
Make this happen.
We did look at all the collaboration. And that's, we should talk 100%. That's what people listening have to understand is this is why collaboration in this business is important, right? I mean, Deborah, we've known each other for quite some time now.
Yeah.
And again, we've only maybe worked together once, but we've supported each other for years, right? I mean, like, but we're always trying to go to each other's events and premieres and be there for the other person because everybody on this path is on their own journey. But when you find people you connect with on a good level, you want to be around them and you want to help them and make things work so you feel like you've done so much all the time.
No, it's
good,
like the fact that you said it was only one, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's
crazy. Isn't that crazy? But maybe, you know, we may have been in things, but like, I know we know a lot of the same filmmakers and we both act, so we may have been in a lot of projects, but we never, like, you and I never got to act together ever.
No, I know.
And we're, you know,
that's
like,
what I
wanted, you know, to say, yeah. Like, and we've been in some similar films, but our scenes were never together, we just never got to cross paths, and that's one of those unique things, right? It's something you want to work with, but you know, maybe this can be the one.
Maybe, yeah.
Right? I mean, you never know.
I mean, I could, as a producer, bring you guys into these people that I'm working with. And, I mean, it's a really cool thing. We talk offline.
Yeah.
And then I'll get your book and bring it to them. But it's really, I mean, this could be so cool.
Oh, thank you. We're very proud of it. I mean, it's, was it that genre, again, sci-fi, exciting. There's a lot of properties you can build around. I mean, again, you have the graphic novels, and you have the toys, and you have the video games, and you have this show. You're creating a universe, which is exciting, especially in today's world. If you can get an IP that can be picked up and go in a lot of different directions, especially that, like, teenage level, like, look at Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Kind of focuses on teenagers, but adults love it. Kids love it. So adults like the philosophy behind it, the deep meanings, the Jedi. That's what the adults look at.
Yeah.
Teenagers like the, this is pretty, you know, badass. It's, you know, space warrior doing it. And kids are like, oh, I like R2-D2. That's cute. So, you know, but it hits every level. So when you can create a property like that and hit all those levels, now you're onto something. And again, as investors, I'm sure that's what they're always looking for. The more bang for the buck. Because you might have a genius production. Put all your eggs in one basket and you only have one movie, that might, you never know, right?
It's
just tough.
Yeah, and the world that we're moving into, it is so much about like all the other ancillary things.
100%.
It
yeah.
has to be able to, like, you know, be bigger.
Absolutely. And look, and everything splinters, which is beautiful, right? Like, let's say a book is like, let's say a book you have is on Amazon, and the movie you have is also on Amazon, and the show's on Amazon, and the soundtrack. Well, when you click the name, it all split, like, everything now interwebs within each other, right? So, like, that's the key to building a brand, is just keep interwebbing yourself, which is, you know, what these content creators do so well on TikTok and Instagram. These people are geniuses. They figured out ways to post a video, and in 30 seconds, they have, you know, 2 million views.
Yeah,
which is,
I know, right? So we need to do that for our project.
For a movie, right? Like, well, yeah, I've literally spent so much time now watching at a Getty. See, I'm sitting here on TikTok watching all these TikTokers.
And what are they doing, like, right? What the hell are you doing,
yeah,
right?
I tried that. It's all like a code, right? Had to crack the code, practice the internet, figure out how to do it. And it's just sitting back and figuring these things out. But there's so many different options right now in the world, which is...
And so funny you say crack the code, because it reminds me of the original Darren Aronofsky film, Pi.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it's about cracking the code.
Cracking the code.
And everything in life is about cracking the code. It really is, yeah.
You can figure it out, and you just take the time to actually get in there and analyze it. Again, this is not an impossible business to get into.
Yeah.
People like us that are actually in it. And again, I always try to say to people, this business is not the 1%. There are people that make a living in this business that are doing well and just making product that are out there. There are independent filmmakers. There are so many ways to break in. You just need to figure out your way to do it.
But, and also you have to be open-minded about, like, you know, you can't say, I only want to be a director. I only want to be a writer. I only want, like, you know, come up with like 5 things that you'd like to explore within the business. One of the things that I always found, and I started doing this when I first moved to New York, you know, even though I was in drama school, I was also trying to, like, you know, do things on sets, and I was also writing.
Sure.
So that, you know, if one path started to feel like it was kind of stalling out, I'd be like, okay, well, clearly too much energy is going into this. It needs time to, like, germinate on its own. I'm going to put my attention on the writing now.
Sure.
And while I do that, till I got to a certain point where it started to feel stalling, and then I go back to this, and then that would pop.
Yep.
You know, and it's like having that way of, like, pivoting your energy so that the one thing isn't, like, you know, it's like, oh dear God, it has to happen. But I'm going to die. You know, that is making sure that it does not happen.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Is like, nothing is going to stop the flow more than putting all your attention on that. It's kind of like if you're like in a relationship, or you're not, you want to get into a relationship, and it's like, that's the only person. It has to be that guy. Yeah. Why doesn't he like
me?
And then, you know, that person is going to run for the freaking hills. Like, they're just like, you know, whoa, way too much.
Take it easy.
But that's how even like projects are and things are and jobs. Like, you have to be like chill and easy. And I think that's also one of the reasons why it's so critical to have a self-development kind of practice. You know, too. Like, meditation is one of the best things for getting out of that intense, you know, nothing's going to make things better than just going inside and breathing.
Connect
with your breath. Go for a walk outside. Connect with nature. You know, do some grounding. Feel the sun.
Yeah.
You know, it's really easy to get caught up in all this other nonsense. And, you know, we have to remember, we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes.
That's the thing that we have to always keep in mind. And it's really easy to get away from that because of, you know, all the chatter and TikTok and Instagram and, you know, all the equipment.
No, everything.
All the toys.
You're worried about human experience, right? I mean, if you're just worried about the end product, you are missing the entire experience of even getting to the end product. So even when you make a movie, you go to the premiere and you're just like, you think it's going to be so great, and it is for like 2 hours, and all of a sudden it's over.
Yeah.
So if you didn't enjoy the whole process of getting there, what was the point of all the struggle to actually get there and be like, well, this lasted for 2 hours, and now it's done, I go home and do nothing. Because you knew I had... That's good. You didn't even like doing it. You know, like, well, why spend all this time on a craft? Like, we're creating, again, like you said, this human experience as filmmakers, as writers. We're creating the human experience that other people can see through a different medium. And if we're not getting enjoyment out of that, why are we doing it?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite sayings. The journey is the destination.
Yes.
So you arrive every day. You don't wait for the
enjoy
it.
Yeah, exactly. And Even to the point where I'm doing all these new Mind Valley things now too. Do you know Mind Valley?
I heard Mind Valley, but I haven't played it.
So one of the things I'm working on is every morning when you wake up, you do this thing called segment intending. So you think about the day that you're about to have, and you think about, like, okay, if everything goes exactly the way I want, what happens? Like, you know, my shower is going to be done just in time, and the dogs will all be, like, calm and quiet, so I can leave the house, and I'll, you know, driving over to you know, see Joe and Chris, so it'll be smooth, no traffic, and the sun's going to be shining, and, you know, and you think about all this stuff, so you're pre-paving, like, all this good energy to go into your day, and then, like, as you go through the day, you find all the little magical things that happen in addition to those, and you make note, you're like, oh, that was magic, oh, that was cool, oh, this was a synchronicity. And so if you're always looking for, like, the magic and the miracles and these things, like, you will ultimately have an amazing experience. And,
yep.
And miracles will happen. And I mean, just look at, like, some of the things that we've just talked about.
Sure.
You know, like, even like with your 2076, like, that could very easily become something.
You never know, right? Yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That could be one of our magic and miracles that we
right?
have for the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About being conscious and aware.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
100%. It's all very exciting. And, you know, nothing will make you more conscious and aware than making a film.
Because,
like,
yeah.
You have to be in the moment and the way we like to work,
yeah.
Which is, you know, very small crew, smaller cast, but really intense, very important stories,
yeah.
Things that matter, you know, and there's just such great focus. I mean, don't you find that when you're on set doing these things, it feels like meditation?
Oh, yeah.
You get into the flow state. And you know, you're just, like, going, and it's great. There's nothing. That's the reason we do what we do. It's for that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, literally, you feel that electricity from your tailbone all the way up through the top of your head, and it's just like.
You know, you're absolutely right. People don't realize that may not be in an artistic craft for their career, that it's not all about the money to people in that. When people break in and it's just about the money, they usually leave the business because they can't handle it. Like, if you don't get it for telling that story, that feeling you get when you're creating, you're just going to walk away because, again, this is almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even when you do it, it takes making a movie. I don't care if you have a dollar or $100 million. Any movie that has been completed out and you can view is a miracle.
Yes.
I respect every filmmaker's film. I hate when people watch a movie and they're criticizing or cutting it up. I said, do you know how intelligent that person must be to have conceptualized a film, to have got enough people to believe in them, to make the film, then do post-production, and then get it on a network, okay, yeah. Right? Somebody has brains in that operation. So, you know, at least appreciate that, even though it might not be your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in the business and you're criticizing, then you don't really know what the business is about because it takes so much effort to accomplish that.
Absolutely. No, yeah. It's so true. It's really, it's a wild,
yeah, yeah.
Wild ride.
And it's, again, people to sit back and say, oh, no, that movie sucks. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, but like, it takes a lot of work and you got to love it every single day. I mean, and again, if you could really, would that be like, if you could get one piece of advice to any aspiring filmmaker, entrepreneur, anybody with a dream, it may not even be our business, but anybody with a dream kind of is like our business. They're shooting for something that may be outside their scope, outside an easy, obtainable reach. What would it be?
Nothing worth having is ever easily gotten.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Really. And it just makes the achievement that much sweeter. And no matter what, you find your way. If you're passionate about something, you will find the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, there's going to be plenty of people that come and tell you, well, you can't do it that way. It's like, well, you do it whatever way you damn want, you know? And you show them that, well, this is how I did it. So get out of my way, you know? What's that saying? There's a really funny meme that's out about how, you know, stop telling me how I should be doing it because I'm actually doing it.
There you go. you're
just get out of the way, you know, unless you're like on my train.
Get off, right?
Yeah.
No, I love it. I think there isn't a better way to say your career, and for anybody getting motivated than that, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
And you don't stop. You know,
yep.
I've had all kinds of crazy things, like people say no or change the path the last minute or whatever, but I will never, ever, ever, ever give up. And, you know, even right now, you know, if I've thought to myself, because I play these games and like, okay, if I had, you know, $1 million, what would I make? Okay, if I had 500,000, what would I make? Okay, if I had if I had $100, could I make something?
There you go.
And then I'm like, I could.
Jump. Figure it out, right? Yeah. You figure out what you wanted
to do. I'm not talking about a short or anything either.
No.
Yeah. Talking about like, take $100, get a bunch of people together and like, you know, make something happen.
People want to collaborate.
Yeah.
You find the right group of people that want to collaborate, collaborate.
Yep.
And again, always, you know, if you want to collaborate, collaborate. If you don't, I always tell people this, if you don't like the collaboration or don't want to be a part of something, just say no at the beginning. Yeah. Don't get involved. Don't complain. Like, oh, I want to collaborate, but now I want to be the boss or I want to do this or I need to do it this way. You're collaborating or don't collaborate.
Right. Yeah. But, or like, another one. One thing that happened to me on CPO, I got rid of the guy that I originally had for the alderman, because there was a sex scene and he had to have his girlfriend read the script to approve of it before he was allowed on set. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah. We don't really need you.
Kind of energy comes in that like, you know, we need permission from the girlfriend.
How are you shooting this now?
Yeah.
As like, oh, we're going to change it. I can't change a camera angle. I can't do that.
Like, yeah. I'm like, is she going to come to set and tell me like, you know, what I can and can't do on my film?
You better be bringing so much value to that movie. You know, we better be getting like $1 million off your name alone for that type of pull. Right. So like, what are you bringing to do that? That's even also don't realize. There's a formula to how these films are sold. Yeah. So when people are making demands or saying that they need X amount or they want things a certain way, the honest, real honesty is that they may have no bearing on the actual end result of the movie. Yeah. And people don't realize that there is a very formulaic way that distributors look at movies. And if you're not kind of raising the notch, you really don't have much to say. So if you don't like it, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Because and there's nothing wrong with saying no. I think people need to learn the word yes and learn the word no.
Yeah.
Right? And there's nothing wrong with saying yes to something. There's nothing wrong with saying no to something. I would be more offended if somebody was wishy-washy and left me, you know, like, come on, we're halfway there and now you're complaining.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. To say I'm not available, I can't do it now, it doesn't work. That's much better than being like, I'll go half-assed in with it.
Yeah.
And leave you like halfway through, I'll start complaining and making your life hard.
No, that's a nightmare. Well, and there's a couple other things too. First of all, Abel Ferrara,
he's phenomenal. Are you kidding me?
And he said something really important to me. And because I asked him, you know, when does it start getting easier? And he looked at me and he's like, never. It's like, no matter what you're raising, it's always a freaking miracle
to
get the financing. Doesn't matter. He said, you know, and at that point, he made like 15 films. He's like, never is easy. Never is easy. Never.
As you keep growing, then you could do more so you could take on more challenges as well. So
yeah, right. Exactly.
It get harder.
Right. But, and also the one thing that really people need to think about, and this like makes me like want to blow a gasket, is when people come to me and they've never made a movie or they've made a movie, but it was like forever ago. And they're like, well, this can't be done for less than $1 million. Like, really?
Yeah.
And so the last time you made a film was for how much? And they're like, oh, well, I never actually made a feature. Like, oh, okay. So who's telling you that that's what you need? It's like, well, I need to be able to not work for 2 years. I'm like, oh, so this is so you can get paid.
Yeah.
And you think that what investor is going to give you $1 million when you've never done anything else before? So that you can sit around playing with this for 2 years.
So like, digital, right? Yeah.
I mean, literally, I can't, and I find it very difficult to even say anything because I feel like what I'm going to say is going to be so cutting. That I just, you know, it's like that whole thing, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything. I'm like, all right. Good luck.
That's what I always say to people too. You go do you.
Yep.
I always say, like, you know, that sounds great.
If you can raise that, then great.
God bless you, right? Do it. Yeah.
10 years later, they are still trying to raise their $1 million.
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
But they're talking about that same damn script that's like outdated now.
And it's antiquated at that point. It doesn't even have the same topics, doesn't even matter at that anymore. But it's, again, having a conversation with somebody like that is just gonna fall on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Right, that they're going to see you as like a problem.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they told me this, and then you're the bad guy. So I always say, you know, if you know how to do it better than me, by all means,
yeah,
go do it. As I always say, you're so smart. Please You know, you're probably more talented than I am. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I don't admit to know anything. I just know how to do things the way I do things. So
yeah,
that might not be for everybody. Go do you. You know, why are you telling me how to do me?
Yeah.
You know, you figure out you, go do it and be happy.
Well, for the people that they give you the advice unprompted and they have no control of their own life, so they're trying to control yours.
Yeah.
That I've noticed also. So you have to consider the source.
Good idea. Yeah. Where
the information is coming.
Yeah, very good point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's 100%.
But I think one of the things that needs to happen, like, you know, with Secret Sexual, I did, I wanted to bring back Dogma 95.
Sure, okay, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you know, when the whole digital revolution came along, everybody thought, oh, well, it has to be on a Red or the Arri or, you know, the Alexa, all this other crap. And, you know, people then got further and further away from what the original intention was. The whole idea of Dogma 95 came along and digital cinema was so that it democratized filmmaking.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So that, you know, you didn't need to go out and raise $1 million.
Yeah.
You can make a movie for $30,000.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
$10,000. You could make something and it would look good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, now more than ever, we have all the tools at our fingertips. That are, you know, they call it prosumer.
Yeah.
But it actually, a lot of the prosumer stuff has the same capability as, you know, professional grade things.
It does.
You just have to know how to deal with these things. And so I think it would be a really valuable thing. Like, I really want to bring back Dogma 95. That's one of the things that I want more than anything.
Sure.
And I want to find other filmmakers that are willing to, like, dive into this Dogma 95 thing and like, you know, get this rebirth of this movement. Because, you know, I want to get away from people thinking that you have to make all this, have all this money. This is the way we actually end up making money off our films.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
You know, because if you don't have to get back a couple $100,000 to pay back investors, but you have to get back, you know, $30,000, something like that, you can make your money off.
You actually could. You yes.
And take 2 years to make your film. It's like a year max. Actually, absolute max. Yeah. Probably under 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it.
Definitely could, yeah.
You have to be very strategic. You have to work with people that also know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And get the shit done, you know? And don't have 1,000 different characters. Don't have 100 million locations,
yeah.
You know? Do simple. Go back to, like, look at the Cassavetes films.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's basically, he was the first guy that really started the Dogma 95 kind of thing. It's all about, like, script. And acting.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know? And everything else, you can find your way around it.
You could.
So, you know, I really want everybody to, you know, people like us, you know, I want us to get together and come up with, like, you know, get some other filmmakers that
are
really excited about bringing back Dogma 95. And we dive in and we start cranking out movies and we make money off them.
Yes. No, I mean, 100%. Getting groups of people together like that. It could be a movement for people out there that are artists that want to get things done. It could be beautiful because I think that will save independent film.
Yeah.
If everybody's trying to reach for these giant movies and to go do things, even the way things were done 10 years ago, it won't happen. And our market will collapse and the indie films will be a way of the past.
Yeah.
If that will happen. It's very scary. So we do have to stick together and find the right filmmakers to move forward. I think that's going to make us survive.
Yeah. There aren't a whole lot of us that are willing to... work as hard as we do. I mean, you edit and all that, like, I edit, I color correct, I had to do sound design, like, I do, like, the music design for most of my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Unless, you know, I have a composer, but even, like, my composer, Michelangelo Sazos, is great. You know, I still want, like, certain tones in between things, and, like, you know, that's what the stock libraries are for. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you find the way, you know, I've had to, like, remix dialogue, and you know, I couldn't afford to get into a good studio to do it.
Sure.
So I learned how to do it.
You can learn to do it. You can get anything.
You have to just learn. You have to be willing. And it sucks. You know, I always said, oh, well, I don't know if I've learned how to do sound mixing. Well, you know what? one thing you said you didn't want to have to learn. There you go.
There you go. Learn it.
So
figure it out.
What do you not want to learn next? Because that's what you're going to have to learn.
And if you want to make a movie, you're going to have to do that stuff. Unless you just want to burn through money and investors will not do that. So... you better have a big credit card if you're willing to do that.
Totally.
So, you know, you can do anything then, but, you know, no one's going to come on and do it for you. You got to do it yourself.
Yep.
It's a fascinating world. I love it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I think it's great. I wouldn't be doing anything else. Would you ever want to be doing anything else in your life?
No.
No, look at that. Not even a shot, right? No. Yep.
Yeah. That's what tone.
Exactly, right? It's what we're meant to do, really. It is.
I mean, if somebody told me, you know, you can't do this anymore, I just secretly.
There you go. No, exactly, right? Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I would find a way, like, no matter what. Like, nothing will ever stop me.
No. Like, although anyone tell you to do this as a hobby and do some other job?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, no, I do this my job.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was so excited when you texted me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah. Well, it's so great to see you guys.
It's always great to see you. Energy is amazing every time I see you.
Aw, yes.
So, yeah, no, we knew you'd be fantastic. So.
Yeah, and every time I ever see you guys, it's always the same.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the thing. Like, I just love how, you know, the people that are really part of your tribe, it's always the same.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing ever different. It's not like, you know, it's like, I never heard like, oh, Joe said this about me or Chris said this about me. No, it's always like the same. You know, it's always like, you know.
Good people. Again, this business is so crazy. Always take everything with like a grain of salt. And there's always two sides to every coin.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I always tell people, don't listen to opinions. If you hear something about somebody, meet them yourself. Form your own opinion. If you don't like somebody, then you don't like somebody. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody's meant to be friends. But don't take somebody else's word for something in life. Go out there, meet somebody, shake a hand, meet a stranger, work with people you may not know, like them, love them, don't, and be honest with people. That's it. I mean, that's a good way to live, right? I mean, that's it.
I should be on the dog with 95. It's too well. And you look at like a new manifesto.
No, right. That's it. If people would have that would be great.
Actually, Scott McCauley from Filmmaker Magazine, I told him about how, you know, I want to redo Dogma 95.
Yeah.
And he said to me, come up with a new manifesto and he'll do an article about it. Let's get together.
Good. Let's do it.
Let's brainstorm and come up with a Dogma 95 manifesto and I'll get Scott McCauley on this.
That'd be great. And we'll do so. That'd be fantastic. I think we can all do so much great work together. Okay, and
let's do it.
I have to tell you, I think if that's going to be a time to at least end up, sure, we're going to keep talking today, everybody, but that's the perfect time to log off here. But again, everybody, Deborah, you are fantastic. Really. I'm sure there are going to be so many motivated listeners that are out there pursuing their dreams because of you. And again, from the Live Your Dreams podcast, we're so excited to have you on. I'm Joe Gowalis for Ms.
Victor.
We're so excited, Deborah. Thanks for joining us again. And again, we are the dreamers, and the dreams make the world go around. So please follow your dreams, live passionately, and everybody, we hope the best success for you. See you next week. Thank you.